And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
202. Should we tell them what the discussion was just before we went live?
Oh, feel free, I can't remember.
The controversial point last
night. Oh yes, the controversial point last night. I was robbed, I tell
livid
you.
Livid she was, livid.
Just a minute, we had a rule. We had a rule that once it was on the board, that was it. We had that rule. Jonathan. He was asleep. I know he was asleep.
Wake me up before you go.
If I'm going to lose points anyway, he might as well be awake. So I'm going to set every echo device off in his flat. Trust me, he isn't going to sleep through the next one. There you go. Oh yes, new rules, me thinks.
He was lulling you into false sense of security.
He was not.
He says.
He was asleep.
In his own words.
He was asleep. 202, must have missed 200. You did, Simon. It was Thursday. It was a fabulous day. It was Lola's Gotcha Day. Jonathan was dressed up as the vicar. It was amazing. So Thursday was fabulous. It's up there, but it needs a feeder item making for it. So it'll be with you shortly if you want to relive it. Absolutely fabulous night we had. We started off with the Pogues, didn't we?
We did.
We did. It was brilliant.
We've got them tonight.
Ooh, have we?
Yes.
With, is it Maggie?
No.
No.
You've got the spreadsheet in front of you.
Oh, I have, haven't I? Yes, yeah. Where is it? The Pogues. Ah, Sally.
Sally McLennan. I'll tell you a story about that.
Do share.
When I lived in Leeds, when I was a student, in my first year, I couldn't get in the accommodation hall, so I lived with this old woman. Basically, she took students in for a bit of extra cash, and she lived in a small block of flats. And upstairs was another old woman called Miss English, and I got to know these women. Because they used
not
to,
in the biblical sense.
No,
don't
they,
panic.
They used to meet up and have card games, and then they'd have tea and crumpets, and they invited me through for tea and crumpets.
Oh, how sweet!
That's what I thought. So anyway, my mate at uni invited me to go and see a Pogues concert and got me into them, and then I got a tape and I was playing it full blast. And one day, this old woman that I lived with had gone out, and the phone rings, and we had an agreement that I would answer the phone. So I said, hello. And she said, is that Michael? I said, yes. She said, he's Miss English from upstairs. I said, oh, hello. Would you mind turning the music down a bit, please? It's awfully loud. You've got to pay the play the Pogues at volume 10.
Oh, yeah. The Pogues don't count if they're whispering. Loving that. Oh, I didn't realise we'd got a trio from Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Good. Mary Muldoon.
Oh, yeah. David sent it in.
Nice, nice choices. Liking that. Do you know, it's a shame we couldn't get three ABBA ones together. Well, actually, we could, but we're going out to that, aren't we? That's the secret.
Lola is downstairs. She's just been for a very long, very wet walk, and I've just had to change my trousers.
Luckily, Lola didn't have to change hers.
No, she's been doubly towel dried.
She has, however. Don't tell her, because it's a secret. But after the photograph of her destroyed toy, I gets onto Amazon, has a look. I can get exactly the same toy, but it didn't last that long, did it? So I starts looking around for toys. They had a pack of three where there's like a ball on a rope, but it was solid, so she wouldn't be able to crack it with her teeth. They're arriving tomorrow. While I'm looking at that, I find another pack of toys arriving on Wednesday that are, I think it was 15 toys in a bag. So there's stuffy toys and there's rope toys and ball toys. She's going to be all toyed out, but she doesn't know yet. So as long as the Amazon man doesn't lose them like last time. Mind you, they did turn up last night, didn't they?
Mm.
Bit of a fiasco that was. But yes, the princess is back home. And that's what we've got her, a solid ball on a rope. Well, it's not, it's kind of spongy, I think, but it's solid in terms of it's not one of these hollow ones. Because all she's doing with it is putting it on the ground and just cracking it with the teeth, like a nutcracker.
Kiva's got a solid ball on a rope.
Yes, so clearly that's what we need. So we've got three of those coming tomorrow.
I've got, sorry, go on.
Go on.
I was going to say, I've got a COVIDiot story.
Oh, go on.
I'm just catching up on the chat on the MMMF group. That's the bunch of people who look after the memorial over in Munich, where we look after it at Old Trafford. And one of them says that they're planning to go to North Wales next week for a week's break. And one of the other guys says,
it's not like we're in a global pandemic.
No, but one of the other guys says, we're here now. It's still okay, but a load of students from a college in Fueli went to a party in Liverpool. All are now tested positive. Welsh First Minister wants a ban on us coming to Wales. When we leave our caravan, we'll be overwintering it. So I presume locking it up for the winter. As the guys who own the site reckon a blanket ban is imminent. That doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me, but you know, this was what was going to happen if you got the kids back in uni.
Yeah.
And Boris didn't take a blind bit of notice. But now, of course, the world headlines have been dominated by Trump anyway, so Boris can get away with murder. Yeah. Do you remember that hideous phrase? I can't even remember who used it.
Get away with murder.
Similar. It was a government, I think, was it Peter Mandelson?
Very bad news.
Yeah. Was it Peter Mandelson?
I can't remember.
Look it up. Find out who said it.
Confusion over Trump's COVID diagnosis and health.
Well, he's either got it or he hasn't. He's either getting worse or better or
His doctor says he's doing well, but others speak of critical days ahead.
Well, that's what happened with Boris. He wasn't that bad to start with, and he got worse. No, there was this... It could have been a woman. Find out who said it.
Very bad news.
But it was a government advisor who said...
Day to Berry.
Bad
a
news.
Good day to bury bad news. You don't even have to write that type
no.
of whole thing.
Who said it?
Somebody said it on September the 11th.
That's right, that's when it was, but tell me who.
Joe Moore, was it?
That's unfortunate.
Why?
Joe Moore. I presume
Joe Moore.
It was a woman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Right, it's a government advisor, and she seriously sent out...
She was a Labour aide.
Sent out a memo to people on the afternoon of September the 11th that said, and I quote, "Today is a very good day to bury bad news," which is appalling.
It is.
You know, it's worse even looking back, but I thought how bad it was at the time. The fact that somebody thought, their first thought was for themselves on that day was just shocking, sickening. But I must admit, I don't know why I thought it was Peter Mandelson. Mind you, he just had that kind of aura with him, didn't he? It was one of his advisors, I think, or somebody who worked alongside him. Oh, yes. Oh, so gearing up tonight for a music show after last night, mind you, and I've still got courses, sessions on the courses. Everybody is taking the last second of opportunity on this course. So I had a session at 5 o'clock today that was supposed to finish at 6 o'clock today. It finished at 4 minutes to. And even then it was like, no, we don't want to go. So, yeah, add another hour to it.
Bye. Bye.
No, you hang up first.
I was just going to say that.
You go first.
That happened to me the other day on a Teams call.
It happens on Zoom a lot, that. It really does.
No, on a Teams call, it wasn't quite bye, bye. You go first. Love you.
Wasn't far off, though.
No.
I do remember that medical report that sounded very much as though Trump himself had written it. I do remember that. Well, nobody's going to know how he's doing. Look at Boris. He was fine, apparently. Then we find out weeks later he was actually at death's door. So all you can do, wish him well and leave him to it, because you won't find out the truth until years, years later. So what are they saying in the States? Because all we're getting over here is B-roll that was taken during the last, like, 2 weeks. When I say B-roll, stuff they did not intend to use, but they'd captured. Now they're going through it with a fine tooth comb, saying, look, 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 he was stood next to her and him. Are they okay? Honestly, the track and trace, just leave it to the media. You know, never mind these track and trace people where they're not doing too well. Media, absolutely on it. Absolutely on it. Even had his favourite good jeans phrase in it. Yeah, wasn't he... How old was he when he... What is he now?
Who? Trump?
Yeah, I'm getting
74.
Old. 74. So, yeah, he was 69 then when he was standing. And he was the one who made health an issue last time, didn't he? Didn't he say she had something wrong with her? She was wandering around in dark glasses, wasn't she, at one point? Because she'd had some kind of brain op? Something like that. So he was the one who made health an issue. Bet he doesn't want health an issue this time. But apparently in the telling, he'll be fine. He's fine. He said he's fine, therefore he's fine. I'm not going to mention the fact that Boris said he was fine and he wasn't fine. They're all barking mad. They are. Do you know what must be quite frightening? I don't know anything about the lady, but his wife's at home. She can't mingle with her son because he's tested negative and she's positive. I'm guessing everybody's giving her an incredibly wide berth. She must feel quite alone. I don't know what would be worse, but feeling alone like she is, or having Trump there and she's got to look after him. I honestly don't know.
I'm sure Boris's missus was the same. Because she had just had the baby, hadn't she?
No, she was pregnant.
Was she?
She had it and she was pregnant. No, she had the baby not long after. Probably about a week or so after he came out of hospital. Because we were told the baby was like six to 8 weeks off. And the next minute, it's here. So, again, we were told a pack of lies, weren't we? We were. This is what happens with it. The good genes didn't extend to the hair follicles or skin tone. Do you know, though, for his age? I mean, the skin tone, that seems to be what people like these days, the kind of tangoed look, the orange look. Do you remember that discussion we had about Gove White? That's me. In fact, I look like Marley's ghost. I've got my vitamin D and I'm not going anywhere. So I've always been incredibly, incredibly pale because I got burnt as a child and I can't go into the sun. In fact, my skin starts peeling if it gets warm, much less in the sun. In the sun, and I'd be a hospital case. It would just come off. Oh, no, it wouldn't be pretty. It's not pretty if you're inside. If you're out, nightmare. So I'm incredibly pale. So by comparison to me, he looks like an Oompa Loompa. But, you know, by comparison to the shade that people would choose for themselves from a shade card these days, is he that far from reality? Let me know. Anybody use sunbeds here? You won't get me on one. You couldn't pay me to get on one.
I don't use sunbeds.
No, but you see, you're fair-skinned as well.
Very fair-skinned.
Very fair-skinned. So, yeah, we just like, if we were going anywhere, it would be like, oh, what are those things called? The ones where they carry you around in. Like a sedan chair that people carry. We'd be in one of those with an umbrella on. What are they called? Oh, right, what else is going on? Mrs. Simon, hello, Mrs. Simon. When we thought it was a good chance our eldest had COVID, we all agreed to just stick it out together, refused to keep her apart from us for 2 weeks. Oh, that, I would say that is doing the right thing, isn't it, for her mental health? Absolutely. And by then, it's probably too late anyway. So definitely the right thing to do. But good news all round that none of you had it.
Johnny's done some meds.
Oh, Jonathan. Told off by your doctor. It's wonder your mother didn't have something to say. a litter. Oh, I didn't think that was what it was called. Let's have a look.
Litter of puppies.
That's exactly my first thought. Puppies, puppies. Right, let's have a look.
Puppies.
Is that what I meant? Oh, apparently it is. Oh, wow. Yeah, one of those. Yes, preferably with air conditioning. Yes, that would work fine. So no part of me is exposed to the weather. Absolutely. Good find there. Good find. Mum was never told. So I'm still here to tell the tale. Oh, yes, Jonathan. Mummy Isaacs would not have approved of that one. I don't understand people who do that. I really don't.
You have to ask Johnny. He can tell you.
Yeah, you can tell me all about it, can you? Is this where you wear these silly tiny pants and stupid little tiny glasses?
Like the Speedos.
We're going to need a photo, Jonathan. You've got last night to make up for, so I need a photo. I mean, it is dangerous, isn't it? Because there's a timer on these things, and if you're in there too long, you know, literally, your skin starts to cook. So I never understood the attraction in the first place, to be honest. I don't think there's any degree. It might be safe for some person who's got different type of skin.
Jonathan, it would, TMI.
It would not suit me, I'm telling you. Oh, Jonathan! That's even worse. You could have fried your fundamentals. Jonathan! There's a title for the show.
I was just going to say, there's a title for the show.
Fry your fundamentals. Oh, Jonathan, what can we do with you? The most I went in for was 2 minutes every four. 2 minutes? Wow, were you on full power? Because 2 minutes. I thought people were in there for like 20 minutes, half an hour. 2 minutes. Does 2 minutes do you any good? Oh, Jonathan, I know. There's a question for Jonathan. Right, if you've tried that, then did you try the spray fake tan? Has anybody done that? Because obviously I've not done that either. Doesn't it come off?
No, but I know people that have.
Well, I know all the Strictly crew do. Don't you remember the story of Jeremy Vine? Jeremy Vine's story was a classic. Jeremy Vine is a TV and radio presenter in the UK. He's very tall, very skinny, which in terms of being a dancer, do you remember Colin Salmon? He did Strictly. He was in, what was that show with Damian Lewis and Carrie somebody or other? It was the one where he'd come back and he could have been Manchurian candidate kind of thing. Anyway, that. Well, because he was so tall, they had him doing this dance and he kind of kicked his legs up. And when they'd done it, they said he looked like Basil Fawlty, you know, with the Ministry of Silly Walks. So they were thinking that Jeremy Vine would be along the same lines. So he gets put with Karen and he actually did really well. But there's this thing at the beginning where they have all the photos done and stuff and then they strictlify them. And part of the strictlifying process is the fake tan. And I really admired this one girl, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. She's a singer and she said she wasn't doing it. That she was the colour she was, and that was the colour she was staying and leave her be. So she wouldn't do it. But everybody else was having the fake tan. So Ali Ash, one of the dancers in the UK, tells Jeremy Vine, when Jeremy Vine says, I've never had this done before, you know, what's it like? He tells him, you go in naked. So there's this little tent thing, and he pitches up ready for his go. So they're in like dressing gowns of some description. But what Jeremy Vine didn't know, that Ali Ash was lying through his teeth and they wore these silly little pants. So he goes in the booth and he takes his dressing gown off. And the girl kind of looks at him with like, ooh, really? And he was stark naked. So he gets done and he comes out and everybody else has got pants on. He's never let Ali Ash forget it. But, you know, he turned a very funny colour. Pete will know. Pete's here now. Can't listen to the broadcast, can be in the chat. Doing a live stream cook along with James Martin and my wife. It's a disaster. Sounds fabulous.
Sounds like the Catanians.
Exactly. We'll have to see how that goes. Excellent. Excellent. You see, there you go. Jonathan did the spray tan once. Lost some very nice bedding to that. That was my point. Does it not come off? And if it does come off, which clearly it does, how long does that happen? Is that until it dries or it gets soaked into your skin? Or does it carry on like that until it's all gone? I need to know these things because I have zero intention of doing that. Now, we need to ask Jonathan another question while he's here. And he owes me one from last night. Why were you doing this? What on earth persuaded you that frying yourself alive or painting yourself was a good idea? Have I missed the reason why? Let me know why people do that. Oh, you've lost the satellite uplink while stuff was in the oven and still have technical issues. We're missing ingredients. There is wine. You can't have any problems if you've got wine, Pete. This sounds like the Catanian one, doesn't it?
It does.
Watch and learn, Mike. Watch and learn. The Catanians are having a cook-in, a dinner party remotely via Zoom. Sadly,
we can't make it.
We can't make it that night because it's two show Friday, and we can't make it three shows and cook a meal at the same time. No, not even us can do that. Oh. No, tanning is good for you. A tan is always damaged. I totally agree, Simon. I've never been one for tanning. My dad was. He loved it. But there again, he had skin like leather. He fell asleep once. We used to do the caravan holiday thing, which my mum was like 50-50 with, because it still meant she was doing work. You know, all the food she had to prepare. Dad wasn't exactly known for his skills in the kitchen. So we went away to this caravan site place, and it was lovely. It was really big. There was a family who owned it, had this huge house, and a young kid that was about a year younger than me. So I got to play with all this kid's toys, and whoa, this kid had toys. So I had a great time. Dad decided we'd play tennis, and I was probably only about 11, and I beat him. So he went off into a sulk and said he was going outside to read his paper and sunbathe in a string vest. I can only say, you know, I apologise for this, my father, fashion victim, not. It was the 70s and he had this string vest on. Now, why, you know, if you're going to wear a vest, but a string vest, what's the point? It's like wearing sleeves and no jacket, isn't it? But he had this string vest on and he was reading his paper and all was well until he fell asleep. And, you know, we didn't think until he woke up 4 hours later. He came in, took his string vest off, and the rest was history. For the entire summer, he had burnt onto his body the pattern of the string vest.
I had a string vest. I thought I was really cool and trendy. I got it from Next, and I used to go to parties in it.
Did you have other clothes on, or was it just the vest?
Oh, no, I had other clothes on. It probably explains why I didn't pull, because it wasn't trendy.
Well, there was that about it. Not all bad, then. At least that meant I found you untouched.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go, you see. It was all meant to be.
It has its advantage.
I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds, just saying. String vest or not, Mike. And maybe it was the juxtaposition of the string vest and the luminous socks.
Yeah.
Might not have been the string vest. Don't blame the string vest. Could have been the combination.
Nothing wrong with my luminous socks.
They weren't a pair.
No, an orange one and a green one.
Can you imagine? Can I just point out, this was before we met. Anyway, I liked you because you were a nice guy.
Oh, thank you.
Colour of your socks or string vest otherwise. Not a problem. Oh, Kim, Johnny's tanning had something to do with a nice lady. Really? Really? Could you just not have got her sunglasses and be done with it? I think I have a very strange view on life. If somebody didn't like me the way I was, I wouldn't be about to change colour just to please them. Just saying. But, you know, did it work out, Jonathan? Or would she have preferred you in a string vest?
Did you pull, she means.
Well, I was putting it way more delicately than that, Mike.
Yeah, but I've had a glass of wine.
Mike's had a glass, by which he means a bucket.
And very nice it is. It's actually much better than the red I had last week.
Skin just degrades from exposure. So any exposure's ageing. This is why I look so young.
Chili jam, chicken sauté with vinegar and pilaf rice.
Are you having any food with that? Chili jam. Now that sounds scary. Oh no,
that sounds similar to the Catania recipe.
I cannot have hot food. No, 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 not that. No, that's not happening. Right, so any exposures aging. This is why I can get away with being 21. No kidding, this actually happened. We went to our first Catanian do, which was a weekend away in the Lake District. So people had seen us about in the circle, but didn't, you know, this was like the first time you're actually talking to people. So at the time, I must have been probably 49.
Yeah.
49, right? It was 2016. So pitches up with Nina. Nina is, she's 12 years older than me. I think she's 12 years older than I am. So at the time, she'd be 61. Kath, who didn't know me from Adam, said to somebody, is that Nina's daughter? And afterwards said, don't for God's sake tell Nina I said that. on account of the fact that Nina's daughter at the time was 32. So I'm 49 and she thought I was 32. Much, much later, many years later, there was one of these Facebook things, you know, your memories on Facebook. So I posts this thing and said, oh, that was a day, that was. And it was my 50th birthday, which I was going to keep quiet. And Facebook thought I was 40, so I wasn't arguing with them. But somebody found out at church, and that was the end of that. So it was a huge thing about my 50th birthday. And I had stressicles to share, didn't I? And it was amazing. I had this big bag of stuff from Anne Summers. So Kath, who obviously wasn't following me on Facebook at my 50th birthday, looks at these photos, and she's looking at all the presents and stuff. And at this stage, I was 52. Yeah, that was 50. Yeah. It's my 52nd birthday. So she's looking at it and she zoomed in and she realised that on the cards it said 50. So she comes back and she went, tell me you're joking. She said, I thought it was your 40th. So Simon is quite right. Do not go out. Be like me. Be a shut-in like me. And you can easily knock 15 years off. Just saying. That's the way to go.
It sounds like Simon and Mrs. Simon have decided to go for an Indian.
Nothing wrong with that.
Based on what Mrs. Peter cooking.
Oh, Simon makes the point there about zero UV skin. Look at your butt. Most people keep it covered all day. Loving that. Mike's bot. There you go. Competitive swimmer in college and many times wearing a bathing suit with a pattern. You get a tan with the same pattern. That's scary. That is scary.
Go on, get an Indian. Get, what's it called? Deliveroo. Is it Deliveroo?
Deliveroo. I think. And what's the other one that's up near your mother? Something Eat.
Just Eat.
Custom tan. Do you know, people do that these days? They make like logos. They do a cutout and they put it on themselves and then they get a tan around it. People are bizarre.
Pizza dough for homemade pizzas.
Ooh, nice.
Simon doesn't like that.
Simon wants an Indian. Now, you see, with me, it's Chinese. I love Chinese. But Mike can make a fabulous Chinese, so we'll just leave it be. You're 3 minutes away from an Indian. I started craving pizza, didn't I? Gluten-free pizza.
You did.
Then went totally off the idea, as did you. So that's quite bizarre as well, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to have to get all my headphones wired up because I've not done that yet either. Oh, we have had a trip down memory lane today, though, haven't we? Oh, it's been fantastic. Recalling when we bought a Mac and all the things that happened around that. And I've dug my notebook out, found things I'd forgotten about. Oh, look, my headphones have got a dongle on.
Oh.
Right, now, where should my headphones be plugged in? Right, that's in there. Right, now I need to turn off the speakers because we'll get feedback other than that. I've never had, Simon might need to sit down at this point, I've never had an Indian takeaway. Have I ever had any Indian food? Oh, I have, haven't I? Is it Indian bhajis?
Yeah.
Yes, I've had one of those. But that's it. Not had anything else.
Right. I've had an Indian. I've had an Indian a few times. Well, the one I remember was when I went down south to do some work when I was at that software company. And I happened to meet up with a guy from the company who was also down there. And I fancied a Chinese. And he said, I fancy an Indian. So he persuaded me to go for an Indian. I said, make sure you recommend me something mild. He did, bless him.
No, the nearest I've got to...
Simon's had several hundred Indians.
I see, it's obviously your thing, but Chinese is my thing. I do remember we went for this Thai, and you would imagine Thai food to be similar-ish to Chinese. And I remember saying, you know, I'll go, but I do need something mild. You know, it's medical related in my case. I cannot eat anything that spicy at all. Add to that the fact it's got to be gluten-free while you're at it. So the lady in question said, oh, you know, there's always mild stuff on, not a problem. Oh my gosh, what was that Thai like? Never go back there again. For a start, they served the food by table. So dishes were put down and then you kind of dived in and helped yourself. But they didn't differentiate between tables that had six on and tables that had 11 on, like ours. So basically you got half the food, but it was a standard price for everybody. Then there was, you had to buy dessert extra, didn't you?
Yeah.
And was it apple, toffee apples or something?
Something
like that. But we didn't get any of that. Not the best night. Not to mention the fact the guy who had had far too much to drink.
Yeah, we won't be going back there again.
No, we won't be going back there again. One, because the food was boiling, and two, because I don't think we're welcome. He only missed the koi pond by inches. And that was only because Chidge threw the bucket at him. Oh, what a night that was. Never again.
Have you got anything keyed up yet?
Yes.
Have you got the second one keyed up?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you like me to change it?
Only because somebody's suggested it as a trio.
Okay. Do you want me to remove it?
No, leave it. I'll move it down.
No, it's fine. I'll remove it and we'll add it back later.
Okay.
Okay. But I was actually thinking the third one, which is now the second one from Sister Sledge, would be good when Frank and Pauline had come in.
Yeah, okay.
So do you want me to move that?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that will leave me starting with Laura Branigan, Ricky Nelson and Dexys.
Right.
So I'll keep the Sister Sledge one in the queue.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll move that down.
So I've got the first five minus the two we've just taken out.
Right.
Oh, you got to love the DJing, haven't you? Oh, Simon was a waiter in a Chinese.
I was working as a waiter. I was a waiter.
Yes, for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes.
Explore my story, why don't you? I was a waiter in an Italian, Benvenuti's. For two nights.
I'm catching up here. That's several hundred Chinese too. Japanese or Thai? Now, Thai was just too spicy for me. But I think that was probably that it was pre-arranged dishes and not something that you could actually choose. Because I had been to Thai restaurants in London, but Chinese was my favourite. The food at the ones in London is amazing. Do you remember the one with the panda?
Yeah.
That was in Whetstone. I used to live in Finchley. And Whetstone is north of that. So when Mike and I went down there, I said, oh, I want to go back to this Chinese I used to go to in London when I was at university. So I said, let's head up through Finchley. So he gets through Hampstead and up to Finchley and keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And I said, I never actually drove here. The people that I live with drove there. I said, it's up here on the right somewhere. We must have driven about 8 miles, but we found it. And we went in one lunchtime, and I think there was only us, wasn't there?
I think there was.
But the food was absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. We loved it. Used to do that on a Friday night. We used to do about 3 or 4 hours work, and then we'd go and have this Thai Chinese, and then we would come back, and then we'd do like another 2 or 3 hours work. Oh, loved it. Loved it. So Mrs. Simon used to take the kids to a Thai restaurant and they loved it because the seats were on swings. this one had like, the decor's always fascinating. This one was covered in pandas, real photos of pandas, like, but not in a zoo, in the wild. And they were gorgeous. So I absolutely loved the place. Couldn't get enough of this place. And Simon was a waiter in a Chinese restaurant at Sixth Form College. Caused uproar. People expected someone Chinese. Used to say you're half Chinese. Does it matter who serves the food? What difference does it make if Simon's Chinese or not?
Do you remember that Chinese?
You're a victimised minority there, Simon.
Do you remember that Chinese we went to by Brooklyn Station?
Yep.
At lunchtime?
Yep.
We were the only ones in there.
We were the only ones in there.
I ordered 3 portions of prawn crackers. Very nice they were too.
Wasn't that after we came back? Was it the history walk?
It was. That was probably the last Chinese we had.
Yeah, it probably was.
I mean, Johnny's just said that he's too scared of going for an Indian because he doesn't know what's happening in the kitchen.
I wouldn't have a takeaway at all right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we've said that. We've got a Chinese literally 2 minutes walk around the corner.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't have one. No, don't trust anybody, me. Mind you know the stuff that we buy? I mean, we don't buy things like sandwiches and pies, thank the Lord. And we stopped buying something that I absolutely loved, which was hummus. I mean, we would get through how many packets of hummus in a week.
A lot.
You know, but we'd probably buy about 10 or 12. But there was this outbreak of E. coli, and one of our friends was really bad with it. Didn't he lose about a stone and a half?
Yeah.
Nearly ended up in hospital with it. So we binned what we had, and we've not bought it since.
I think he was trying to lose weight, but not that, not that way.
Not that fast and not in the same way. But that one was, you know, a serious thing. And when you read now about these factories that are mass producing food, I mean, there was another one the other day. 175 people have tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be buying stuff like that, to be honest. I don't.
Mon Vespri, Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. I just wouldn't. I don't think I'd enjoy eating it for thinking, you know, is this all right? Because with E. coli, you can't tell. And E. coli is incredibly serious. We had, when I was working as a lawyer, we had, I think, 5 cases. And it was an outbreak of E. coli. And when you read what had happened, there was one person, only young, about to sit A-levels. And this knocked them sideways to such a degree, they couldn't sit their exams. So it impacted their life because they had a place at university that then had to renegotiate to bump it forward, but was actually out of action in the end. Couldn't move out of bed for 4.5 months. It's really serious. Ended up with permanent kidney damage. So life would never be the same there. So I do tend to be quite careful with it. And, you know, I now look at hummus and think, oh, E. coli. So I leave it alone, which is unfortunate because we did actually like that. But there's no way I would be buying these sandwiches and stuff and pies from these factories that seem to be COVID factories. It seems to be where they are making COVID. Oh, dear.
I could do with investing in a Thermomix.
What's a Thermomix?
I don't know.
Let me catch I'm going to Google it. Here.
Is this the thing you had a demo of recently, Tracy? Or is this something else?
Oh, Kim makes her own hummus. Oh, that's a plan.
Mm.
Another little job for Mike. I'll put it on the chore sheet.
Is it a chore?
No, it's a pleasure, Mike. It's a treat.
Is it a treat?
Yes. We'll call it the treat sheet.
No, the treat sheet.
The treat sheet.
That.
There you go.
Like a cheat sheet.
All the things you can do to make me happy. How many rows are in an Excel spreadsheet? Asking for a friend.
1,048,576. Next question.
Might need 2 sheets.
Why?
I take a lot of pleasing.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you saying? Don't agree with me like that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Right. Oh.
Tell Laura typhoon. I love her.
Let's catch up. A Thermomix. Do Amazon sell Thermomixes?
It's a Tracy toy.
It's a Tracy toy.
It's a Tracy toy.
See, Tracy knows all kinds of things like that, and I don't. My skills lie in other areas, let's just say. Oh, it actually looks like, is it like a little food processor of some description? That looks, oh, and a reusable inlay for a Thermomix where there seem to be cooking salmon. And you did salmon the other day, and it was very nice.
I did.
And there's a Thermomix Bible book. So let's have a look at it.
Hmm.
Oh, it looks fascinating, but it's definitely a boy toy, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, yes. That's not a girly toy. Okay. For a start, it lives in the kitchen. And obviously, I need a passport to get in there. It looks fascinating, but I'm not actually sure exactly what it does. So
chop, grind, saute, cook, knead and whip all in the same bowl.
Ah, that's why. Oh, in that case, that might work nicely.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with that, Mike.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. You'd need a recipe. So we'd need to hear all about it.
Makes jam.
You were talking about jam.
No. Pete was talking about jam. Chili jam.
No, you like actual jam. Sweet jam.
I do.
And there she, Tracy's friend, got glandular fever and that was as bad. We have to repeat the year.
Not a boy toy, but maybe not an Elaine toy.
Yeah, don't let me near it. Depends on the boy, Tracy. Mike's so domesticated. Me, less so. I have other skills, thank you.
You do.
definitely don't leave me with it. There are toys I have to be kept away from. The vacuum cleaner, for a start. And that's actually genuine, because I used to do the vacuuming. And, well, do you remember that time Mum decided to vac the underlay? Oh. The underlay that we had, the underfelt, was felt back in the day. And they'd come and done some work, and it was all like, all had fluff on it, hair and fur. And she said, I'm going to vac it up. So she did, and it looked fantastic when she'd finished. But it had sucked up quite a bit of like the loose felt. And she said, the vacuum's not picking up very well. Well, when I turned it upside down, that's because most of the underfelt was in it. So I said, it's fine, I'll fix it. I ended up, I'll just take this bit off, just take that bit off. I'll just unscrew that. I'll just take that belt off. And I got it all out. And I said, right, it's done. So there was like half a bin bag full of underfelt. So she said, right, can I now carry on in the kitchen? I said, yeah, I'll just put it back together. And I turned round, and 99% of the vacuum cleaner was on the hall floor in bits. And I thought, I wonder how this goes back together. And I had to do it by like, where is the piece on the floor? And that was the order it was taken out in. So that's the kind of vacuum job I got. But I could actually use the vacuum cleaner then. It was an old style one. It was an upright, but it had like a rubberized handle. And then there was like the metal bit that you use to actually push the vacuum. But when we replaced it, and we replaced it with a much more powerful one when we got Maya, because obviously you've seen the amount of fur deposited by Samoyeds. And we got this pet one. So it was very strong and it had like filters in it for pet hair. But every time I touched it, I got an electric shock, and it was to do with the static, and there was nothing that they could do. So we tried three of them, and it happened with all of them. And they ended up having to put a warning on the box that certain people were very prone to getting this static thing. But it was a really bad, it wasn't just like a little bit of static, it was like an electric shock going up your arm where you would have to sit down. It was that bad. And that's the vacuum cleaner we still have. In fact, we have two of them. So that is Mike's job, isn't it?
Yes. It needs to be used a lot at the moment.
I guess I'd be all right if I put rubber gloves on, but the shocks were that bad you wouldn't want to try it as you got older. But it's a known issue, apparently.
She's asleep down there.
I'm not surprised, she's exhausted. Elaine is so electric. I tell you what, it took me bad. It shocked me. More than just shocked me, if you will.
Because the power you're supplying.
Oh, yeah.
It's electrifying.
I wasn't expecting it, because I'd never had a problem before. We also got another one after that, didn't we? The Henry. Henry and Hetty.
Yeah.
Henry the vacuum cleaner and Hetty the vacuum cleaner. Why my dad ended up with a pale pink one, I do not know. Wasn't there another one as well? Oh, an AquaVac. That one enabled you, it did where you could vacuum a floor, but you could also vacuum water up inside it. So he got that one at first, and he used it in his car because he was obsessed with his car. Couldn't use a vacuum cleaner in the house, my father, but could use it in the car. Funny that, isn't it?
It's all to do with motivation.
Yes, it is to do with motivation. You're quite right. Wasn't motivated at all. Oh, four pandas in a tree. Kim, Link. It's a pretty big investment for a kitchen, but you're loving it. I guess if you make enough with it, Tracy, it's fine. So the built-in, or you can roll your own. Ooh, need to think about that. Yes. We did buy a spiralizer, didn't we? But we've not spiralized a carrot since.
No.
Didn't Jonathan say he had two spiralizers? Yeah. Neither had he.
Yeah.
Must be a thing with spiralizers. Ooh, pandas in a tree.
Panda park.
I saw a video the other day of a panda who was with the nanny. So the panda had a nanny. And the nanny was working and just had the panda like cradled next to him. Oh,
there's
it was
only
so
three
cute.
Now. Oh, no, there's four. One's hiding.
I need to get there. It didn't copy properly.
Just like Lola.
Oh, let's have a look. Lola would love a panda. She would love a panda. Right, what are they
so
up
sheeny,
to?
So that's...
They're doing stuff that freaks me out. I keep thinking, you know how high they are? What if it breaks and they fall? But pandas just seem to bounce. They do. They seem to bounce. That is just so cute. Right, that's open on the other screen, full screen. Never mind, I can't see what we're playing in the music show. I've got pandas in a tree and one's upside down.
It's all right, we're not on air for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's all right then. Oh, gosh, look at them. You see, that bottom one's going. He's going. I mean, when you think how much they weigh, they are not a light animal. And those branches are very bendy. I'd be scared to
death.
Where
is it? Oh, it's China.
But I guess they know what they're doing. It's China, so they know what they're doing. Do you remember that imbecile of a... what do they call them? Not exactly a zoologist. A conservationist. He does a lot of TV in this country. Can't remember the name for the life of me. But he does a lot of TV in the country about, you know, animal things.
David Attenborough?
No, he would never say this. He's a young guy, blonde hair, absolute muppet. And he actually came out and said in the papers, you know, he's saying like, we should do this for conservation, we should do that for conservation. And he actually did this piece where he said, I wish pandas had died out because they've done more harm than good. Because they are the emblem of the Worldwide Fund for Nature. I thought, you absolute muppet. You know, you want to save spiders and beetles, but you don't like pandas. Something wrong with you. Never liked him since. That panda's now climbing upside down. Do you know, if Lola could do that, she would, wouldn't she?
She would.
First thing she did when she dived in, apart from drinking us out of house and home with water, was, right, where's my treats? So she had the last treat out of the dentist stick bag before she gets the new dentist sticks that arrived on her gotcha day. Which... are inside the box with my batteries.
That bottom panda looks like it's got a mask on, but it hasn't.
It's a COVID-friendly panda. A COVID-friendly panda, that's what you need.
Paul doesn't know any girls named Paul.
Girls named Paul?
Yeah, he was asking what the theme was. I said, girls names Paul. He says, I don't know any girls named Paul. It's like a boy named Sue.
Yes, but we do have some girl names that are boy names, don't we? Like Frankie.
Yeah. Oh, you know when you get the lyrics wrong?
Oh, yes. Well, the Reverend Blue Jeans.
Yeah. No, seriously. You know that song, You and Me and a Dog Named Boo?
Yeah.
Me and you and a dog named Boo. I thought it was You and Me and a girl named Sue. I was going to include it.
Well, Boo can be a name. Boo Radley. Boo Radley.
Oh.
And isn't there one scouting for girls?
I've no idea.
Because Scout's a girl's name as well, from the same book. It's Kill a Mockingbird. Although although he's seen that play, never read the book. So I'm thinking, you think if I said Boo Radley, you'd be thinking of the Boo Radleys.
Yeah.
But it was a character, Boo Radley. They were named after the character, not the other way around, Mike.
Deb, ooh,
a girl called Dexter. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Why not? Although I did think at the time, because didn't Charlotte Church call her boy Dexter? And I thought, you know, don't have a problem with the name Dexter per se. But at the time, the TV series Dexter was on, and obviously he was a serial killer. And I thought that it's an unusual name right now just because of the connotations. It's like in this country, I don't think you'll find many children christened Myra just because of Myra Hindley. That was a name that was quite common, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it's totally out of fashion now. Having said that, you know who was on the TV the other day? David Tennant. And I knew that he'd married Peter Davidson's daughter, which is odd because they were both Doctor Who's, weren't they? But that's where they met. She already had a boy called Ty. I knew they'd had two children. I had no idea they'd had four. The first one, I think, was called Olive, which, again, is very unusual in this country. Not there's anything wrong with the name, but it has connotations, doesn't it, with On the Buses? Olive from On the Buses. So it fell out of favour. And there was another one.
The surname wasn't Branch, was it?
No. Tennant. I'm just thinking, what the heck were the other ones called? Because they were very unusual.
I used to work for a small company, and the lady who owned it was called Dale. And she introduced me to somebody who didn't work there, who was a guy who was called Dale.
Mm. Here you go. He adopted her son, because she had her son when she was about 15. So he adopted her, so Ty Tennant. And then the other children are called Olive, which, again, that was unusual. Wilfred, which is coming back into fashion because Boris's kids call Wilfred. Mm. Birdie, that's quite uncommon. And Doris, which is quite an old-style name, isn't it? So they're all old-style names. Oh, what was that other one? Because there's a lot of Chardonnays going to school now, isn't yeah. there? Which is quite unfortunate.
Chantel. I've got a second, third, fourth something cousin called Chantel.
Yes, that panda's just bounced. They do, don't they? They just bounce. They're amazing. They're so flexible. But when I saw it in a tree, I was hyperventilating, think we need to call the panda police to rescue these. Oh, dear. Shirley, yeah, wasn't... was it John Wayne? What was his name? Marion. There's another name. And there was Giant Haystacks in this country who was a wrestler, and his name was Shirley. You wonder...
Shirley Crabtree.
You do wonder if that, like, impacts them, don't you? And another one's Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary Benn, Tony Benn's son.
Yeah, my mother.
And your mother. Not related.
No.
Not that we're aware of. Esther, Leslie, Lacey, Lynn. Leslie, yes. Lynn, I think I've heard of. But I've never heard of a Lacey or an Esther being a boy. Look at that panda at the top of the tree. He's actually asleep. That panda is asleep in the tree. Oh, no, he's moving. He's moving. Don't fall off. Oh, they freak me out. You're thinking just how high that is. And if he fell... how can he try and get comfortable at the top of that tree? But I could sit and watch them all day. This is what people should do instead of watching the news, and the world would be a much happier place. I'm telling you. The comments on the cook-along are hilarious. I'm looking forward to it, Pete. Kim is a unisex. Oh, that's true, isn't it? Isn't there an actor called Kim? A guy. I'm thinking of Kit Harrington. But yeah, Kim could be. What is that panda doing? He's trying to get higher, isn't he? The heartthrob at secondary school was a lad called Kim.
There was a cricketer called Kim Hughes.
Ah, there was, wasn't there? I knew I'd heard of it. Kim's not that common in this country, is it?
No.
Certainly not for boys. So Kim had a male friend called Kim. Ah, the Kims, like the Debs.
Yeah.
Just like the Debs. A full compliment. I did hear a story. I'm sure I might have mentioned this. Now the panda's upside down at the top of the tree. Look at him. What is he thinking about doing? It was Mumsnet. You know what Mumsnet's like? They're just scary beans. And this lady had got married, and her husband had agreed that when they had their first son, she could use this family name. Very, very important to her family that every firstborn son had this name. And he'd agreed to it, the husband. She's pregnant. They've had the scan. They know it's a boy. And she's about 5 months gone at this stage. And that panda's going to go, isn't it?
Being offered an early delivery.
Yeah?
About 10 past, 10:15.
That's fine. Take it.
Okay.
At least they've rung you this time. What this panda's doing in the tree is unbelievable. Anyway, the husband had since decided he didn't want the kid called this name.
I'll go and give Wendy a ring.
Wendy?
Wendy.
Oh, one of your ladies. The delivery agent's called. No wonder Wendy wants to get here fast. She's heard all about Mike. I think we've had Wendy before. So the husband had changed his mind and said, like, you know, no, absolutely, categorically not. Her side of it was, but you agreed, and it's really, really important. And this goes back like 27 generations. And I'm sat there thinking, how bad can it be? You know, how bad can this family name be? And his argument was, in this climate, now it was inappropriate. And I'm thinking, oh, inappropriate. You know, not just out of favour, but inappropriate. That's not good. And it turned out the name was Gaylord. And he was really set against it. And they were virtually on the brink of splitting up over it. But there's a name that goes back. And, you know, they had no problem years ago. She decided, they said, why can't you come up with a compromise? And the compromise she came up with, which to me wasn't much of a compromise, was Gail for a boy. And I thought, why don't you just call the kid Lordy or Lord and be done with it? But they were on the brink of splitting up because they couldn't come to an agreement. How did we decide on Mayor? Was that just Letty Lane call the dog what she wants? Well, we did think of Anton. Yeah. We had quite a few names. We had Anton, we had Snow, Mayor, Benson, Diefenbaker. But I'd pretty much settled on Mayor.
Wanted Mayor.
Yeah, I'd settled on Mayor. But you know, subject to seeing the dog, because you know, you might think the dog, no, that's not its name. But yeah, soon as I saw him, I said, this is the one, this is Mayor. But we had to wait, because somebody else had first pick, but Mayor wasn't moved. He was sat with us and he didn't even want to go outside. So she's dragging him outside to see this guy. And he just kept running back inside. So the guy said, you know, there's no point. Was Gaylord in The Sound of Music? You know me, not seeing The Sound of Music. So I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's other people's reactions to it. But just like we said the other night, I would never have believed. I mean, I know people say things, but I didn't think it was said with any kind of malice or as much incredulity and judgment as it said. But all we did was put a Christmas tree up. And I wish you could hear what people have to say. In fact, to the degree, if I'd have known, I'd have put it up sooner. Because to me, it's like, I can't understand people being that judgmental or incredulous. It's a Christmas tree. And it's a bit like a Jewish family would have a mezuzah on the door. And what's the problem? That's not just a Christmas thing. That's an all the time thing. But, you know, I'm a Christian. If I want to put a Christmas tree up, why not?
What's minute and a half me? To go.
Oh, a minute and a half. Well, I'm still watching the panda, but this panda's just got to be seen to be believed at the top of this tree. Aren't they agile? And he's such a cutie. I wonder how old he is. Judging the size when they're born, he's probably around 10 to 12 months old. Look at his feet. They are amazing. They're absolutely amazing. I love it. Right. Well, in that case, we'd better get ready for an out. We're going in 30 seconds early today, which
one
means
minute.
I must have made the thing shorter. That's all I can say. So we'll do an out on here, but then we'll still be here and then we'll do an in on the other show. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.